as they lay me 'neath the green, green grass of home.
Tom Jones there with the green, green grass of home. A love song written by Max Boyce about Cardiff's many marijuana plantations. With all those around, it's no wonder everyone in Wales sounds like they're talking backwards, is it? Don't believe me? Well, have a listen to this then.
Ydw dwi'n brysur fel gweinidog, ond o'n i wastad yn gwybod o fel na bydde hi. Mae'n gret i gael y cyfrifoldeb a'r cyfle i gyflawni pethau.
See what I mean? Everybody in Wales talks backwards like that, except when they speak the Queen's English, of course. You know, if you record somebody talking in Welsh and then play the sound backwards, you'll be amazed at what you can hear. Let's try it out. Here's a Welshman talking, apparently innocently.
Pam hynny ar lles Cymru.
Now let's play that sentence backwards.
I see dead people.
See what I mean? Let's try that again.
Yn unig mewn llywodraeth, dyn ni'n gwynebu penderfyniadau anodd iawn. Fel dych chi'n gwynebu penderfyniadau anodd yn eich bywyd bob dydd.
And now let's reverse that phrase and listen to it backwards.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Spooky, eh? Interesting though, isn't it? Especially when you consider the fact that Wales only actually exists as a country because of a spelling mistake. The paperwork was actually meant to say a small county on the west coast of England, but somebody put an extra R in and it became a country. That's why they felt the need to invent their own language, but stuck for ideas, they decided to talk backwards instead. Then they started the fundraising scheme called Save the Wales, of course. So, what are we doing in Wales then? Well, Wales is the next stop on our British Hour tour of the UK. As well as being its own country and having its own language, it also has its own time zone. In fact, if you fly into Cardiff International Airport, you'll hear the pilot say, "Welcome to Wales, where the local time is 1979. Only kidding. Wales is famous for one thing. Sheep shagging. Well, sorry, two things. Sheep shagging and singing. Well, three things. Sheep shagging, singing and Richard Burton. Actually, Richard Burton and Anthony Hopkins are from the same town in Wales. No, seriously, they are. That bit's not funny. But this bit is. Another famous Welsh is Mrs. Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Actually, Catherine Zeta-Jones and I went to school around about the same time. About 8:30. So, let's delve into the rich video gaming history of Wales then. And not surprisingly, in a country with so much coastline, many of the country's seaside resorts had good arcades that in years gone by would have been full of English holidaymakers, eating the fish and chips and playing games like Pac-Man and Space Invaders, while all the locals were up in the hills chasing sheep with the Velcro gloves on. So, we're going to leave behind this idyllic seaside oasis of Prestatyn now and head up into the hills to see if we can find someone to interview.
You couldn't have taken it easy on yourself. You should be making it easy on yourself. 'Cause you and I know it's all over the front page. You give me road rage, racing to the best days. It's such a
Hello? Hello? Fluffy? Oh, sorry, I thought you were somebody else, my mistake. Excuse me, sir.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Are you shearing that sheep?
No, I'm bloody not shearing it. Go on, and catch your own.
No, I meant... Oh, never mind. I was wondering if I might ask you a few questions.
What about?
Well, actually, about the arcades in town.
Oh, the ones where all the bloody tourists go to play them games.
Yeah, that's right. I was wondering if you ever went in there with the other locals, or if it was just for the tourists.
I haven't been near the place. Doesn't interest me all that noise and smoke in there. I'd rather be up here in the fresh air with my girls.
I've got little grey hairs on my chest, and they peep through the holes in my vest. They wave in the breeze, and they crack when I sneeze. And a robin took one for his nest.
Right. You do that often, do you?
What? This?
Though I shave them, they grow up anew. Twice as thick as the bars around the zoo.
Yes, that.
Oh, all the time. You can't beat a bit of a tune. Isn't that right, love?
Quite. So, you're not into games, then?
No. Why would I be? I've got all I need right here.
fair enough. Hang on a minute. Has that sheep got lipstick on?
No.
It has, it's wearing lipstick.
No, it isn't. It's not well, it's got lockjaw.
Wait a minute, that one's got lipstick on as well.
No, it hasn't. It's a bruise. It ran into the gate.
Really? So how do you explain the miniskirt then?
I've got 2 dozen cats getting rid of the rats in those little grey hairs on my chest.
Pillock. So we're back on the coast again now, and we're going to go and have a look inside the town's main arcade and see if there's anything going on. Completely dead. Nothing left of what was once a vibrant hub of activity all summer long. Sad really, but there you go. At one time, arcades like this all along this coastline would have been full of English tourists on holiday. Well, the ones that couldn't afford to go to Spain anyway. But still, just a sign of the times, I guess. The tourists have moved on and so have the games. I think I'll head back into the hills now and see if these Velcro gloves work. Okay, well, join us next month on the British Hour, when our tour of the UK will continue, as we make our way over the Irish Sea to the Emerald Isle, where we'll be kissing the Blarney Stone, saying, "What about ye?" and wondering if it really is a long way to Tipperary. Seems there's not much else to do in Wales, but indulge in the national pastime of sheep worrying. Well, what do you expect from a country whose national dish is cheese on toast? Now then, come here, you little bastard. Got you.